Hi folks, it's Wayne here, just coming to you to share with you one of the topics on our shelter in place, and that is the topic of fear. Now, I should say maybe more fear not, as God has asked us to do, but fear is one of those things that has been an issue in our society for a while, even before COVID-19. And I know that it affects us, in many of us in different ways, and even before, as I said, COVID-19, it's been, we really are in a fear-based society, and it's been perpetuated throughout the news and various outlets, and so it's very difficult to really walk in a sense of peace, and that's really what I want to get to ultimately in this is what does God say about fear? And I know that many of you already know this, so don't tune me out, but just I want to come at it more from a personal perspective, and not only some scriptures, but also personal experience. All right, so what does God say about fear? Obviously, we know that fear is the opposite of faith, and God focuses on faith. He wants us to. He says we cannot please Him without faith. And we also know that fear is not of God. He in 2 Timothy 1:7, says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." And in some versions, it says self-control. Okay, so that is not a gift from God in any way, but yet we do struggle with it, and I understand that, and I don't want to be mean or belittle this in any way, but I want to just bring to our attention and how we can overcome it and walk in peace. Fear is something that God knows about in that scripture I just gave you, but it's so important to Him that He knew this would be an issue for us throughout our lives, that He spent a significant amount of the Word on this topic. And so, you can do a Google search, you can do your own Bible search, and I've provided some scriptures in this that you guys can review yourself too. But, there's a significant amount of scripture around the topic of fear. And if you look throughout the Old Testament, you'll see, in Isaiah 41:10 as an example, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous hand." In Psalms 56:3, it says, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in God." Psalms 34, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears." And that's just the Old Testament, and just a sample of what's in the Old Testament. If you look at the New Testament, you'll see, one scripture I gave you earlier. God has not given us a spirit of fear in 2 Timothy 1:7, as I mentioned. And also, too, in 1 John 4:18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." And it goes on. There's a number of other scriptures I can come up with. In John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives you, do I give you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And that's an example of really what we're all facing, to some extent. Nowadays, the uncertainties, the challenges of the COVID virus and its impact, God is saying, "Let not our hearts be troubled." The last scripture in the New Testament, I would just draw your attention. There's, we all know, "Cast all the anxieties on Him because He cares for you." So these are just some of the scriptures that I just want to draw your attention to, on the topic of fear, and how it affects us is different, for each person. But if we walk in that, in peace and in love in this time, and ultimately in faith, but that's the recipe to get us through to the other side. And so let me just share with you just a personal experience that may help you in your own personal time right now in dealing with fear. In 2007, I had a significant change in my life where I made some personal decisions, and there was significant cost that came with that. One of those things is I stepped out by faith, and my wife and I, we launched a big conference, and as a result of that conference, we had a conference for God, that is, we had some financial indebtedness that came out of that, And that was totally on us. No one else was responsible for that. But anyway, you know, that you know, I'd never had a significant debt like that before. And I had to personally try and find a way to overcome that. And I got to tell you, you know, I have went through so much challenges and, you know, ups and downs and trying to figure out how to deal with that and what the future would look like and the uncertainty of it. And I remember, you know, having heart palpitations, you know, while I lied on the floor trying to figure out some of this stuff. And I, you know, even thought I was having a heart attack at one point. That's how fearful I was. And I took that to the Lord, but I still didn't have peace. I wasn't able to get to any kind of resolution. And I got to tell you, I went to my doctors thinking, okay, well, you know, something's wrong here. Let me go and get a checkup. And my doctor came back after running all the tests, okay, last major tech checkup I probably had in a while. And he came back and he says, you're good for another 10,000 miles. You are fit as a fiddle. And I said, no, it can't be. You got to run those tests again. And that was fear. That was literally gripping me and crippling me. And, you know, and it, you know, you may think, okay, geez, you know, he had that experience and then, you know, he got rid of the fear. No, it took some time. But it's when I sought the Lord and the experiences that I had years after that, that brought me to a place where, so ups and many ups and downs. And through it all, I just trusted God and I kept going back to him. And it got to a place where I ended up at one point at the end of my rope. And I turned to the Lord and, you know, some other things happened that, you know, sort of culminated all together. And it turns out that he gave me that peace. It's funny, it wasn't even that I was looking for it at that time. I didn't know I had the answers. But he just sort of deposited something into me. And, you know, and it was the word that came to me that said, I have given you peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's a gift. And that is what came into my heart. It really came in because he decided to just deposit it there. So it's nothing that I did, because as I said to you, I was doing all these other things to try and solve my own problems and so on. And, you know, did the financial challenges go away? Did all my challenges? I tell you, not. None of, you know, some of those, yes, you know, they went away in different ways and I was able to deal with them, but that's not the point, okay? Because it was the peace in the middle of the storm. As Jesus himself said, you know, when he was on the boat and the storms were coming, and what did his disciples do? They came on the boat and woke him up. He was resting. He was at peace in the middle of the storm. And he said, where is your faith? And then he went and calmed the storm, said, peace, be still. How did he calm the storm? Peace, be still. And so that's exactly it. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of our challenges, that's what we need, is peace. And we need to walk in faith, believing that God is in control and God will take care of our own lives and situations. And the last thing I'll leave you with, you know, just as I was doing some Bible study, I just reminded, and we're in springtime now, I was just reminded of the birds that are flying around, and they're just oblivious right now to any of this, you know, that's going on. And it reminded me of the scripture where God says that he's clothed the birds and provided food for them and so on, and they don't worry. And they just fly. And so if you look around at nature right now, see how nature is just continuing on, irrespective of the COVID virus and so on. So anyway, just wanted to leave you with those thoughts and just ask that you just seek the Lord for peace. Get into that place where you have your peace, because that's what will carry you through this challenging times. All right? Peace be still and fear not, for the Lord your God is with you.